This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A Denver police officer was shot last night in North Denver. This happened in the Sunnyside neighborhood just before 11 o'clock. Officers received a report of a person on a front porch who didn't live there. As police approached the man, they were fired upon, and one officer was struck in the leg. That's according to Denver Police Division Chief Ron Thomas. It's unclear if any officers fired their weapons. The suspect fled the scene, and police say they have detained a few persons of interest, but we're not sure if the actual suspect was in custody. The officer underwent surgery and was in critical condition this morning. Greater access to birth control boosts high school graduation rates among Colorado women. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Researchers at CU Boulder and CU Denver studied graduation rates of women before and after a privately funded Colorado program that began in 2009. It gave women wider access to both low-cost and costlier long-acting birth control methods. Researcher Amanda Stevenson says when women could choose freely from all methods of contraception,
they were able to complete their high school educations at a greater rate than before when they had more limited options.
Women's high school dropout rate decreased 14% over the years studied. Increased access to birth control also lowered birth and abortion rates. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
And much cooler temperatures up and down the Front Range today. Highs in the 50s for Fort Collins, 40s for Denver. Rain is possible throughout the day. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.